Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I suppose the other thing that has been talked about quite a lot here in Limerick at the moment, and that is the supervised drug injecting rooms for Limerick and Cork being considered if this pilot project in Dublin proves to be working well. It was an announcement previously made by the Department of Health. But Eliza O'Donovan, who's a Limerick local councillor and resident, and also senior addiction therapist at Cooinwurra, Michael Geeran, are both with me here today in Limerick. Eliza, you might just explain how this pilot is working, first of all.
Yeah, so I guess just first of all to say, look, you know, Limerick City is an absolutely fantastic place to live and work. But I guess similarly to other cities, we do have issues. I think that what is being proposed here by the HSE is that Dublin is, for the first time next year, is going to have a safe injection rooms and centre for people to safely use drugs. And I think that currently in Limerick, we do have a significant issue with people using drugs on the street. It's very unsafe for people using drugs on the street. And I think that really what we need in Limerick is we need a health-led, compassionate focus on supporting people within the city centre and in the county using drugs. I guess what the HSE are proposing for Limerick and Cork is that they are going to wait to see until how the Dublin one works before reviewing that and looking at it for other places in the country. Now, as a healthcare professional myself, we can see from international best practice, we don't have to wait for a review on Dublin. All international best practice says that this using safe injecting rooms is safer for everyone. So I would be concerned that we are pushing this down the road and it is going to be too late for Limerick. We need this now. We need people to stop dying from drug overdoses and we need to give dignity back to people. So I just think that we need this, but we need it now. We can't wait for a review.
Michael, you're working, I suppose, with people when they enter the treatment process and they're dealing dealing with addiction and they come to Cooinwurra to try and address some of the issues or long-standing issues. Is this the right approach?
Yes, because there is a critical mess of people out there who are not reaching the bar to enter places like Cooinwurra. I no longer work there, incidentally. But they are not engaging with services at any level whatsoever. And I suppose low threshold supervised injection centre where people who are not engaging at all with any services would have a place to go, and it would facilitate opportunities for engagement and safe use, saving their lives possibly in the first instance. But more importantly, create opportunities for meaningful engagement with services arising from using the supervised injection centre could only be a good thing. And again, as Eliza has said, in every incidence where they have been introduced internationally, the results have been positive. And when you look at the length of time it has taken to get the Merchant's Quay pilot off the ground in Dublin, it has taken years. There would be an anxiety that something similar in Cork and Limerick would have to undergo the same lengthy drawn-out process if we are to wait for the pilot to be.
Yeah, well, the HSE is conducting a review at the moment, aren't they? There's 6 months after the opening of the supervised injection centre in Dublin, then there's a final review after about 18 months. But is it not important to maybe roll out or run pilot projects to see how they're operating in certain towns? Like, is it just a case of the one standardised approach, whether it's in Dublin, will suit all areas?
Well, I'd imagine with a supervised injection centre that the protocols would be replicated across all sites and they would be broadly similar. I think if it were to be rolled out after the six-month evaluation in Dublin, that would not be too bad. But I suppose my fear is that it will be after the final evaluation, which I believe is after 18 months, of operation, and then you have to go through all the hoops of finding a site and getting locals to agree and planning and all the rest of it. So this could take some time.
Yeah, that is often the key obstacle, isn't it, Eliza?
Well,
it's the location.
And just to say, the pilot in Dublin has not been set up yet. So we are waiting. The HSE are saying that it will be January next year. So, you know, we are a long way off this. And, this is already in the national drug policies. So it is part of our national framework in relation to this. You know, I get contacted all the time by residents, you know, saying that they are feeling unsafe within our city. So this is an issue now that we need to address. And this is a solution for addressing perhaps safety concerns for both people using drugs, but also residents who might be feeling a bit unsafe in the city as well. So if we have a solution that, you know, has so much evidence behind it. I was in Porto recently. They've used these to really good effect within Porto. You know, we see Canada, so many different countries using them. It is part of our framework in relation to healthcare in this country. And as Michael said, you know, this is about ensuring that people living with addiction can access social health services, which they currently can't do. And it's also about preventing death on our streets as well, because that is what we are having currently in Limerick and all over the country and cities in relation to drug use.
Yeah, I know in your previous experience, obviously, Michael, in working with people going through addiction and now in your new role at PALS, but is it a case that Ireland is, like, we have been slow to, you know, to look at rolling out injection centres, and I know there's a lot of reasons for residents often around that and around locations and the geography of this, but it is something that is much, you know, it is being talked about an awful lot more at the moment. Is it something we need to get on board with?
Yes, and I think the Citizens' Assembly on Drugs earlier in the year, history will probably record that there was a sea change at that point in moving from a criminal justice punitive approach to drug abuse towards a more health-led approach. Just in relation to what Eliza said there about making places safer, making cities safer, another thing that an injection centre in Limerick would do is it would minimise the number of people who go to A&Es with drug-related problems. And the A&E overcrowding in Limerick is probably the hottest topic in town.
Another
good reason to have an injection centre in Limerick.
Okay, well, listen, Michael Geeran, thanks a million for joining us here today from PALS, and also Eliza O'Donovan, who's a Social Democrat councillor for Limerick City West. Thanks a million to you both for your time on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.